Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the deep. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is soaring in pieces. It's my offering.
Truth is I'm kind, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and alone. I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What earth will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there.
Hallelujah, and good morning to you out there in Radio Land.
We're so glad that you've tuned in. This is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning prayer time. And forgive me, you guys, I know I missed you on last week. I'm still trying to wade through a little bit of laryngitis, but I'm hanging on in there. Because we are here to command your day. We're here to connect in prayer with you, on behalf of you. So I implore you right now, if you haven't invited someone to prayer this morning, please have them tune in to our Blog Talk radio station this morning, every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. sharp. And we pray for your prayer requests. We take them in. We pray over them through the course of the week. They are not forgotten about once you've given them to us on Saturday morning or left them in the Facebook page inbox. And if you are on Facebook, God bless you. Go over to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page and like our page so that you can receive inspirationals, you can leave prayer requests. And sometimes people even use it as a testimonial location, and we want you to do that. I'm just excited to be able to be back and join you this morning for how good God is, his graciousness, his omnipotent power, how he's been so faithful, not just to me, but if you're listening, he was faithful to you. He was just to wake you up this morning. He was allowable in giving us the activities of our limbs on today. And just on that note, we should be grateful unto him. We should bless him. And that is just what we are going to be doing. I want you to know that if you have not as well submitted for your candidacy, if you're looking to be ordained, licensed, and ordained, not just one, we do both. We do the full gamut. Go ahead on and submit your candidacy request to fmfcchicago@outlook.com, and I will look through your portfolio, and we will let you know what you qualify for. Remember, if you are not a member of FMFC, you do have to get clearance through your pastor, because we do not do anything under the table, nor do we look to take people's members. That's not what we do. We just use this as a means or a segue for people to get licensed and ordained, because some people are not able, some pastors are not doing ordinations maybe that particular year. So we do offer that segue for you. But I just wanted to notify you that quickly before we just really get into prayer. I wanted to get all of the announcements out of the way. Don't forget, our missions trip is forthcoming quickly. Yes, we're going to the seven churches of Patmos, and if you would like to be instrumental in donating, go ahead on and submit any check or money order of any amount to FMFC. You don't have to type out, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Sometimes it's not enough room, but just send it to our P.O. Box, which is 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. Once again, you're sending it to FMFC, P.O. Box, 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. Just always remembering that these are tax-deductible donations. We are 501c3 entity, so you don't have to worry about whether or not funds are being streamlined into where they should be. Yes, they are. Therefore, the work and ministry of the kingdom. Forgive me for that. I want to get ready to pray, because as I mentioned, we are getting ready to delve deep. We have a surprise for you all on this morning. But before I release the microphone to anyone else, I am going to do our normal comprehensive prayer just to kind of get us ready for the weekend and get us ready for our day. Hallelujah. And that is through the comprehensive prayer in which we open up the gate in this fifth prayer watch and get ready to command our day. But first, let us go before the throne of grace, requesting the dismissal of our sins and transgressions. Father in heaven, we bless you, we thank you, we magnify you, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this another day we have never, ever, ever seen before, but it was by your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus, that you allowed us to wake up this morning. Heavenly Father, I'm not just coming on behalf of myself. I'm coming on behalf of every listener. I'm coming on behalf of everyone, Lord God, who's asked for prayer through me. And Lord God, and I'm asking you to forgive all of us of our sins and iniquities, Lord God, all of our transgressions, sins of omission and commission, Lord God, and any other sins, Lord God, that we don't necessarily name but need to be named, Lord God, sins of deception or sins of divination, sins of because we desire things of the world over you versus you, Lord God, sins of disbelief and not trusting you to the dimension that we should be trusting you in, Lord God. Sins of false burdens, carrying burdens of people that we shouldn't be carrying, Lord God. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, lust of our body parts, Lord God. Spirits of greed and spirits of wanting things of the world and materialism, Lord God. Spirits of pride and presumption, and even those sins of entitlement, things that we believe we ought to be able to get just because we are who we are, Lord God. Just forgive us today of all of those complaining and murmuring spirits, spirits of frustrations that come and knock us off our square in you, becoming stiff-necked, oh God, and becoming rebellious, becoming disobedient because we're not seeking you first, Lord God, as you say in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. And Lord God, you said everything else shall be added. Lord, forgive us of those things on today and clean us up, Lord God. Clean our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Purify our minds in the name of Jesus. Purify our mouths. Don't let us say things that we ought not to say, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are thankful for this day. We are thankful that you've made it. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're entering into your gates with thanksgiving. We're entering into your courts with praise, Lord God. We're thankful for the blood of the Lamb, for you sending your Son to die upon the cross, oh God, that we might be saved. Lord God, and we bless you for that. Lord God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness according to your word, Lord God, and allow us to remember that we can always come boldly unto the throne of grace. Your word says so over in Hebrews, Lord God, and we're thankful for the blood of the Lamb that redeems us and justifies us and cleanses us and heals us and delivers us and makes all things new, Lord Jesus. Father God, your word says that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Teach us the words to say so that we are binding and loosing all the things according to your word and then according to the authority that we have within us. Lord God, binding up all evil, binding up all wickedness, binding up all lying and unclean, tormenting demonic spirits, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind them in our presence and everyone that we pray for today, not just through this line, but throughout the day, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We apply the blood of the Lamb, Lord Jesus, over our homes, according to Exodus. Lord God, we cover every window, every door, every opening, every gateway with the blood of the Lamb. Lord Jesus, we know the blood of Jesus is our witness for you everywhere that we go. So, Lord God, a city on a hill cannot be hid. So don't let us hide, Lord God, our light under a bushel. But we shall let our light so shine before men that others might see your good works and glorify your great name, Lord God, bringing glory to the kingdom, Lord God, that we might not bring any reproach because we want to dim it out in front of certain people, or we don't want to let it show when we get around certain relatives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we apply the blood of the Lamb over our ministries and our jobs, Lord God, over our finances and our possessions today. And we command our day, Lord God, that it would be that of victory over any bills, any checking accounts, any lack, Lord God, any plot or plan that the enemy has thrown towards our way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We apply the blood of the Lamb over all of our possessions and everything that we have and will have, those things that you have forthcoming for us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that Satan cannot enter any of those churches and finances and ministries and businesses and possessions that you have for us. But Lord God, place that blood as a hedge of protection all around us, even our family members, our children, oh God, our grandchildren, our great-great, Lord God, those generations to come, 25 generations forthcoming, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of the Lamb. We cover them, Lord God, even by the words of our testimony on today. So we shall testify so that we'll be overcomers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we command that we will walk in thankfulness on today. We shall not murmur. We shall not complain. We shall not whine. We shall not call up friends, Lord God, and talk about deficiencies, but we will talk about all efficiencies within you, oh God, allowing you, Lord God, to be the righteousness in our tongues, Lord God, and we declare victory over our lives. We declare triumph over our lives. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus on today. And Lord God, knowing that your mercy endures forever, Lord God, and your grace is sufficient for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your angels of protection all around us according to your word, oh God, in Psalms for your salvation, Lord God, that brings beautifulness, Lord God, even unto our feet. For Lord God, we are preachers coming with the word, Lord God, to disseminate it within your earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we are thankful for your Holy Spirit. We're thankful for the inward voice. We're thankful for the ear to hear. We're thankful for the candle of your word, according to Proverbs, Lord Jesus, that you will sanctify us daily in your word, according to John, Lord God. And thankful for your peace today, which passes all understanding. Let us walk in these things on today as we have command in the name of Jesus, Lord God, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge, Lord God, to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that each and every battle is an opportunity, Lord Jesus, for us to take root in you, for us to grab the horns of the altar in you, Lord God, so that we can bear the fruit that you preordained for us to bear, in the name of Jesus, bringing forth healthy babies, healthy ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that the trying of our faith turns into patience, Lord God, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we ask you for whatever that you will, Lord God, according to our day on today. We command that it would be manifested in whatever thing that you see for it to be manifested into. Lord God, it might be salvation of someone. It might be healing of someone. Someone might become a billionaire, not a millionaire today, but a billionaire today. We speak, Lord God, that those spring forth in our lives on today in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever fruit that you have for us, that we would just walk divinely in it, walking in divine health, walking in divine provision, walking in divine benefits on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for physical and spiritual healing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting on today. And that, Lord God, everything that has breath will praise you on today. We just command it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just praise you. Hallelujah. We just magnify you today. Hallelujah. We just give you the glory today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're magnifying you in everything that we say and do, Lord God, making that be the words of our mouth, oh God, and the meditation of our hearts on today, oh God, praising you for everything that you've done and everything that we're getting ready to walk into, Lord God, knowing that our name is victory. Lord God, I command that each and every last one of these blessings that I have prayed for today will be without backlash, will be without retaliation. Cover our minds, our spirits, our bodies, our souls, oh God, with the blood of the Lamb, and protect us, Lord God, from any backlash on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up on today, oh God, and we magnify you, Lord God. Even for those, Lord God, who sit over us, who steward our spiritual souls on today, Lord God, lifting up the Archbishop on today and his family members and everything that he has set out to do on behalf of you, Lord God, being that vessel, that yielded vessel that you have called him to be, and him surrendering a total yes. He has given his entire life, oh God, unto you, Lord God, not holding back anything. And we thank you for him on today. Give his physical body strength, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to do everything that he has to do on this weekend, not just radio, not just weddings, not just the funeral, but even the unadulterated word on tomorrow as he steps into your pulpit, oh God. Let the sheep be fed according to your will and your purpose. Let yokes be destroyed according to your will and your purpose. Let souls be saved, God, according to your will and your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, let that rhema fall throughout the earth. Let it not fall just in Florence, Alabama, but Lord God, let it hit state to state, oh God. I want to feel it. I want to know your presence. I want to hear the word all the way from Alabama, oh God. Fill in my soul, fill in my spirit as well, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for the spiritual buffet that you have set before us, and that we'll be able to sit down and eat, Lord God, and we'll be able to become robust off your word, oh God. And we thank you today. Hallelujah. Lord, I just give you the honor. You are worthy of so much more. You are worthy of every praise. You are worthy of every blessing. You are worthy of every spirit of thankfulness on today. And I give it to you, Lord God, with the first fruits of my lips on today. And Lord God, I just magnify you for even the more. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to have others to pray, let them pray as well, those bullseye prayers, Lord God, not praying amiss, not praying for things that we ought not to be praying for, being carnal in our prayers. But Lord God, let us go into the Holy of Holies, Lord God, hitting, Lord God, the bullseye according to your word, and then according to your mandate. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, I just pray, decree, and declare these blessings to be so, to be yes, and to be amen. Hallelujah. We just thank you once again. If you're just now tuning in, we thank you for joining FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning prayer. Remember, you walk in that power. You walk in that authority. When Jesus when God sent his son to die on the cross for us, Jesus left this earth with a dispensation for us, that Holy Ghost power for us, and we get to walk in that authority. We get to command our day. It's over in Job 38. This isn't anything FMFC has made up. This isn't anything that sounded good to my ears, but this was given unto me according to Holy Spirit. And so we command our day according to the word. That's what makes us victorious. And saints of God, I'm glad you've joined us on today. Like I said, I promised you that I had a surprise for you. Forgive me. Excuse me. I told you I had a surprise for you on this morning. This is another woman of God, Lord God, saints of God, rather, that knows how to hit the throne of grace. You all know that we just don't put people on the radio because they have a big name or because they might be looking for carnal glory and want to be heard, want to be seen. But we put them on because they are anointed. We put them on because they're capable of getting a prayer through. We put them on because Holy Spirit tells us to put them on. And so I'm thankful for a woman of God. She's a thriving woman of God who just loves her some Jesus, and that's what we want. Intercessors who love them some Jesus, who have a relationship with the Father and can get a prayer through. Woman of God, Minister Talitha, have you joined us this morning?
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. We are thankful and humbled that you joined us on this morning. We are always grateful, not taking anything for granted, breaking your sleep. Saints of God, that's another thing. The Word of God tells us to seek him early while he yet may be found. And it's not just early in your years of life, but it's early in the day. Give up something. It's the sacrifice of sleep, or it's the sacrifice of your plate, or it's the sacrifice of you going out grocery shopping, whatever it is. Sacrifice something before you come forth. So I'm thankful to you on this morning for your sacrifice of sleep and everything else that you've put down to go before the throne of grace on behalf of God's people today.
Amen.
You are going to go before the throne of grace according to the way that Holy Spirit leads you. I'm not going to just ask you to pray for one specific thing, but you have a good, strong, let me see here where my timer is. You have a strong 13, 14 minutes here to get some prayers into the Holy of Holies, and I'm going to be quiet now so I can relinquish this mic, and we're just going to ask the saints of God. I muted the rest of you all out so that you can hear her clearly. God bless you, woman of God. Go for it.
God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we magnify and glorify you on this morning. We give you honor and praise, Father, for just allowing us to rise and have breath in our body once again. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you allowed us to open up our eyes and see another day that we know was only created by you. Father, we honor your name this morning because you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We reverence you, Father, because you are the I Am that I Am. And we know, Father, that without you, we are nothing. And so we rise this morning just to give you praise. We rise this morning just to say thank you. We rise on this morning just to give you a surrender from our hearts, Lord God, to give you a worship, to give you honor from our spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. We honor you on this morning, oh God, because it was your son, Jesus, that died on the cross for the remission of our sins so that we can have another opportunity to commune with you. And so we don't take that for granted on this morning, Father, but we say thank you. Sometimes we get so caught up in asking you for certain things that we forget just to say thank you for being God. So on this morning, Father, we want to say thank you for being God. We want to say thank you for being the I am that I am, for being Elohim, for being Emmanuel, for being El Shaddai. Father, we honor you this morning, oh God, in your respective place, and we reference your presence on this morning, even on this line, Father. We reference your presence throughout the universe on this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are omniscient. We know that you are everywhere at all times, and so we reference you this morning, oh God, for your presence. We honor you this morning, oh God, for just being the God of peace, the God of love, the God of joy, the God of healing, the God of deliverance, the God of prosperity. We just want to say thank you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for just being all things to all people. For we know that you are the creator of all things, but we honor you this morning, oh God, for just being everything to us, Father, just being everything that we need. You are our friend. You are our mother. You are our father. You are our sister. You are our brother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, everything that we need, Father, we can find it in you, for you are our refuge. You are our hiding place. And so we thank you this morning that you allow us to enter in commune with you, that you allow us this morning to come in behind the veil and sup with you, God. We don't take your presence for granted, but we thank you on this morning, oh God, that you allow us to enter into the Holy of Holies. We thank you on this morning, oh God, that you allow your presence to penetrate the very spirit of our hearts, God, to penetrate our minds, to penetrate our souls, God. And so we thank you this morning that you lie dormant within us, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, will begin to rise like never before. In the name of Jesus, we give you full control in this season. We give you full control, God, to have your way in our lives, to do whatever you want to do, however it is that you want to do it. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I feel a surrendering atmosphere this morning, just to give you everything, to give you all that we have, Father, not in our deeds, Father, but all of us, Father, all that we have to give, my God, in the name of Jesus. We allow ourselves to be used by you, Father, in this season for the building of your kingdom. We surrender over our will, and we allow your will to have full control, Father. I thank you this morning that you're beginning to speak like never before into the atmosphere, Father, to give that divine direction, to give that divine instruction. I thank you this morning that you're releasing strategies into the atmosphere. I thank you this morning, oh God, that you're awakening, oh God, you're awakening your people, God, in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that the Spirit is coming alive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit that rests on the inside of us, oh God, that comes from you, Father. I declare that it's being made alive in this morning, in the name of Jesus. It's being made alive, Father, so that we can do what you called us to do. It's being made alive, Father, so that we can put the enemy to flight. It's being made alive, Father, so that we can build your kingdom on a greater level, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, manifest your glory in this season. Begin to rain down like never before. I thank you, Father, that your spirit is pouring down like a rain. My God, in the name of Jesus, a thunderous rain is beginning to fall in from the heavens. In the name of Jesus, and it's beginning to overtake the minds of your people. It's overtaking the hearts of your people right now, God, in Jesus' name. And as you overtake us, oh God, I declare and I decree that we will begin to open up our mouths, and everywhere that we go, oh God, people will know that it is you, Father, that lives from the inside of us. It is you, Father, that works through us, God. In the name of Jesus, let our very presence, God, begin to cause demons to tremble. In the name of Jesus, allow our presence, oh God, to be caused deliverance to take place. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing, my God, let it begin to flow like the dew in the morning and rest on the hearts of your people. I declare on this morning, oh God, that you're going to begin to cause there to be a shaking, Roma Shandor of Osiah, a shaking and a rumbling, oh God, in the atmosphere that's going to cause the people to tremble. My God, not a tremble with fear, Father, but a trembling and a stirring, oh God, in all the spirit man, in the name of Jesus. My God, let there be a stirring. So let every gift that's aligned
comes and torments the minds of the people, God, as a mantle of warfare this morning. For we will rise up, oh God, and become the soldiers that you called us to be. We will rise up, oh God, and begin to build your kingdom. My God, in the name of Jesus, we will begin to rise, God, and allow your victory, oh God, to be won through us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that as we begin to rise up, oh God, and begin to do the work that you called us to do, my God, in Jesus' name, that you're going to begin to allow an abundance of overflow to hit the lives of your people in order to do the work, God, that you needed to be done in this season. I just marked the spirit of division today. I'm declaring a decree right now that unity is coming into the phase in the name of Jesus. No more what about me. No more I and myself. I declare it as a queen, Lord God, but we're going to get somebody else on our mind. We're going to get somebody else's needs deep down in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to begin to be soulless, God, on a greater level, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is that our brother or our sister has, I declare that we're embarking upon a season, God, when we're going to begin to release like never before. In the name of Jesus, we're releasing things, God, in the name of Jesus. And as we release the things, God, we're going to allow there to be an expedient harvest, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare suddenly, oh God, as we release, God, you're going to allow there to be a suddenly a return, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you this morning that you're moving, my God, suddenly throughout the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. When you prepare a long time, I'm declaring a decree that it's going to happen expediently, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to do it today on a greater level. Let your spirit begin to pour out. Pour out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because we said in your word, God, that in the last and evil days, that you will begin to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God. And that your sons and daughters will begin to prophesy. And so I release on this morning the spirit of prophecy to begin to overtake your people, God, like never before. We dismantle the misuse and abuse of the prophetic anointing on this morning, God, and I declare and I decree that the true prophets will begin to rise, those that have been lying dormant, those that have been hiding behind the shadows, God, my God, in Jesus' name, those that have been held back at the hand of others, God, I declare and I decree, my God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of procrastination and delay, I command you to loose your hold right now in Jesus' name. And I declare and I decree that the true prophetic anointing and the true prophetic intercessors are beginning to rise, oh God, arise in great power, God, in this season, Father, not for shameful fashion, but we're rising, oh God, that we will begin to overturn Rabbah Shaka, overturn the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus, because he said to give us all power to tread upon serpents. And so I'm declaring this morning that we rise in our authority, not the authority of man, God, but the God's given authority that you have given unto our Father in order to defeat the enemy. And so I'm declaring this morning that the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, my God, in the name of Jesus, that your assignment has been aborted, your working has been dismantled. I command you right now to be removed from the post and return to the sender, my God, in Jesus' name, with an ill report, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you this morning that you're moving to and fro, God. You're releasing the double portion on your faithful servants, oh God, because you know that the fight is great, God. You're releasing the double portion unto your servants, oh God, because you know the fight is great, God. And we cannot win the this war in our flesh, God. We cannot win this war with the same old weapons, God, that we've used in the past. We cannot win this war with the same old strategies that we've been using year after year, God. But I declare and I decree right now, Father, that in this year, God, that contains the seven numbers, God, my God, that you're going to begin to complete a work, God, that you started in the lives of some of your people. And as you complete the work, God, we shall stand with boldness, oh God. We shall stand with fervency, God. We shall stand with power and valor, God, to defeat the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, power is coming back, God, unto the church, Father. It's being released even now, God, in the name of Jesus, unto your faithful service, unto your remnant believers, God, the releasing of power, God, that's going to cause miracle signs and wonders to begin to unfold right before our very eyes, like never before. And so I declare and I decree right now, Father, that you're releasing double portion of an awakening so that we can do the work, God, so that we can perform the miracles, God, so that healing can take place at the sound of our voice, God. Healing can take place as we lay our hands on the people. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that the spirit of infirmity is on the uprise right now. But I declare right now, oh God, that it's being dismantled in the spirit. And so we bind it right now, oh my God. We find the spirit of infirmity, sickness, and disease. We declare and decree right now that we release your healing anointing. We lose your spirit right now, God. Your spirit of anointing, your power to overturn any decision made by man. I declare it to be so, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we believe in the power of the Lord, no matter what it looks like. We believe our power. We trust in your word, God, and we stand on the firm foundation of the faith in which we say we believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the outpour. We thank you in advance for the release, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. We take nothing for granted, God, that you're doing in this season. My God, in the name of Jesus, we take nothing for granted that you're releasing unto us in this season. But we say thank you, God, because you could have left us feeling quit. But we thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus, that you're releasing your glory, your power, your strength, and your anointing, so that we can do what it is that you placed us and purposed us down here to do. And it is so in the matchless name of Jesus, because you always answer the righteous when we pray. And we declare and decree on this morning that above anything else, we are your righteous sons and daughters. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, great woman of God. I appreciate you and your prayers this morning. That is my cue. As you all can hear, that it's almost time for us to sign out. But thank you for tuning in to Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, commanding your morning. Please continue to tune in weekly, 7 o'clock a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I want you all to be encouraged on this weekend that God has ordained for you. Mm-hmm.
Father's name.